So as we know, the Upper Hunter has an upcoming by-election. We thought we've got a lot of questions about it. We don't really know too much about it ourselves. So we thought we'd get our expert in. Our journalist, Jess Rouse, is in to answer all of our questions. Thanks for joining us, Jess.
No worries.
Are you liking our beat that we've got for you?
I'm loving the beat.
Mm. So this is our by-election breakdown. We're going back to basics. So Jess, tell us in simple terms, what actually is a by-election?
So a by-election is an election that fills an office that has been left empty by the former MP. So for us, our sitting member was Michael Johnson. He resigned from New South Wales Parliament after alleged sexual assault allegations and some inappropriate use of his phone in question time. So now we have to fill his spot, so we've got a voice in state parliament.
Okay, so what is the most important thing for the Upper Hunter? What is the thing that we need the most? And is there any of the candidates actually promising that?
I mean, there are so many things that we want and need in the Upper Hunter, but there's no real one answer. I mean, you could give me a whole lot of money and make the Upper Hunter perfect for me to live in, and that would be pretty great. But it depends on the industry that you work in.
True.
It depends on where you live. It depends what you think is a priority. But I guess at the end of the day, having a job is pretty key.
Okay, so then when it comes to voting, voting is happening at the moment early, and then in the coming weeks when we go to the polls. When I go to vote, what do I actually do?
Okay, so on May 22, you go and vote, and you'll probably rock up at the booth and have every party coming at you with pieces of paper saying, you need to vote for me. On that piece of paper, there's called a how to vote guide. On that, it's just a guide. You don't have to follow it, but that particular party thinks if you follow their guide on their piece of paper, that'll give them the best chance of winning. So for a lot of parties, it's going to have all 13 candidates numbered, or maybe just some of them, maybe okay. 1 to 5. That's called preferencing, which you don't have to do. You can just walk in, put number one next to one person, and that's all you have to do. You pop it in the box and then continue on with your Saturday, or you can preference if you want, but it's not necessary for this election.
Okay, so what should we be thinking about when we're voting?
Think about who you think would best represent you, who you think is going to give you what you want, who you think is going to give your community the best go, or if we use ScoMo's terms, give you a fair go.
Okie dokie. And finally, why is it so important for us to vote and to have our say in this election? Why is it important that we use our voice?
I think we all have that right to use our voice, and I think we all should for our democracy to keep rolling how it does. But if you've ever complained about government, if you've ever thought you weren't getting a fair go or something was happening in your community that you don't like, maybe you've had a gripe about it on social media, well, this is your opportunity to actually have a proper say about it and vote in someone who you think could change the things that you don't like in our community.
Okay, Jess, that's our by-election breakdown. Thank you so much for joining us and clearing all of that up for us this morning.